Shop Macy's VIP sale, going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Planet Retard, our bi-weekly, or is it semi-weekly?
It's whenever the fuck we do
it. Every 2 weeks? I don't know.
I mean...
We're going to be doing it more, though. This is one of the best shows for us, because we actually prepare for it a little bit, so I actually kind of know what, you know, we're doing up front, but it's never for sure. I'm Joe, though. Jen is with me, and we will just get right to these stupid stories you love to hear about so much. Well... We will if I can.
You have some not so stupid ones. I want to hear the first one.
They're all pretty stupid.
Oh, okay. We'll see.
But we do have a segment I'm kind of excited about at the end with the most bizarre stories. I think it's of 2023-ish because I think that article actually came out in January. But
did you search listicles to find it?
Oh, look, you can see our dashboard.
You did. I know you did.
Did I search what?
Listicles?
No, I didn't say listicle itself. I just said list of like stupid stories.
Yeah, you wanted one. It's all right. They're fun.
Hang on.
All right, let's do it.
Hang on. Let me make sure I'm sharing the right fucking screen. I fucked myself up. Okay, share again. There we go. Me. So, I'm sure you guys have heard about this one. At least this community should have heard about it already. It's super gay.
So who is gay?
This is gay. This is from the AP, but it's been all over the place. Earth will have a temporary mini moon for 2 months. That's assuming, of course, that space is not indeed fake and gay. So this is a really dumb story, and we were talking about it in the Telegram a little bit yesterday, I think, and Drew from You're Missing the Point, you know, waited on it and pointed out a couple things. So this is from Washington AP. Earth's moon will soon have some company, a mini moon. The mini moon is actually an asteroid about the size of a school bus at, guess what, 33 feet. Yes, about 10 to 11 meters is what Drew is saying. When it whizzes by Earth on Sunday, it will be temporarily trapped by our planet's gravity and orbit the globe, but only for about 2 months. So this is from September 17th, so it should be in orbit as we speak. The space rock, they come up with the greatest names for these space rocks, or so-called space rocks. They called it 2024 PT5. Isn't that great? It was first spotted in August by astronomers in Madrid using a powerful telescope in South Africa. So this is the weird part. This is what we were talking about in the Telegram. I don't remember this ever happening in my life, ever hearing a story about, oh, the Earth is getting another moon for a couple days, even though it's just a big-ass rock, supposedly. But they're trying to make it sound like this happens all the time. So it says, these short-lived mini-moons are likely more common than we realize, said Richard Binzel, an astronomer at Mass Institute of Technology. The last known one was detected in 2020. Anybody remember that story from 2020? I guess we had some other stuff going on back then, but...
So will the moon, will the sun reflect off of it? I mean, as they say, happens so, with our moon, or is it just, are they calling it a moon because it will be
in
a
orbit.
Body, yeah, orbiting our Earth?
I don't know. I think it's just because of that, because the first article I read on this said that it was you couldn't see it with the naked eye, and probably not even with like the telescope I have. You'd have to have one of those big Vatican Lucifer telescopes, you know, to actually get an eyeball on it. But somebody saw it with something. apparently.
Well, then wouldn't every piece of space garbage orbiting the Earth be considered a moon as well?
That's, yeah, you know.
Or a satellite. They even call the moon a satellite.
Hmm.
Well, the satellites are moons too. I don't know.
You're quibbling about semantics now. NASA doesn't like that. So this dude says, this happens with some frequency, but we rarely see them because they're very small and very hard to detect. Only recently has our survey capability reached the point of spotting them routinely. Okay, so there's the scientific answer. Because they just got to the technological capability of seeing them. But they know they happen frequently because science. Okay. This one won't be visible to the naked eye or through amateur telescopes, but it can be observed with relatively large research-grade telescopes.
So we have to just listen to what they tell us.
So, I'm just going
to
believe it's there.
It still could be there, but isn't someone launching satellites soon? Maybe Elon Musk or something, or NASA? I don't know.
Aren't they always doing that?
Or some other country, who knows?
So, okay, so this is kind of an interesting point down here. Binzel, who was not involved in the research, said it's not clear whether the space rock originated as an asteroid or as a chunk of the moon that got blasted out.
That's weird.
From the moon.
No, but a chunk of the moon that got blasted out from...
The moon's always falling apart. There's just chunks flying off of it. Everybody knows that. Happens all the time. We just didn't know till now. The mini moon will circle the globe for almost 57 days, but won't complete a full orbit. On November 25th, it will part ways with the Earth and continue its solo trajectory through the cosmos. It's expected to pass by again in 2055. So they had the first one I read on this too was saying that it's going to do kind of like an elliptical orbit and then get slingshot back towards the sun. I believe it said. They love that. It's such a science fiction trope of the slingshot thing. If you just angle it just right at a planet, you can like whip around it and get shot back out the other side. It's a good idea. I've never seen it happen. Has anybody out there ever seen that happen?
I feel like they should elaborate much more. I don't mean to get hung up on it, but that sentence, it's a quote, a chunk of the moon that got blasted out, and then they just leave it at that. Like, maybe from what? How does that happen?
It's because every meteor on the moon hits at such a perfect angle that all of the impacts are round. Did you know that? All the craters on the moon, they say, are from meteor impacts or asteroids or comets, whatever the fuck. They all hit at such a perfect angle that they're all perfectly round. So maybe it just dug out a chunk like a divot from a golf game and it just kind of flung it out.
What do you mean, the asteroid then?
Yeah, whatever.
Because they're saying that the asteroid could be a chunk of the moon that got blasted out.
Yeah, maybe it divoted.
But what caused that then? It wouldn't be the same asteroid.
You're going to have to ask NASA about that. I'm sure they will give you a great response.
I will definitely be reaching out to them tomorrow.
I'll email them and you'll get an auto response. Oh, fuck. Speaking of auto responses, we forgot right off the top here. For our sponsor thing that we were doing this last month, the free 5 bottles of Magic Mind. This is not an ad, no. Graham. Okay, so he's a white man. I know that from his email, but is it Graham or Grammy or Grammy? Anyway, you won, dude. He does a terrible job stacking newspapers and he's the only white man and everyone else is black and they hate him. So we're going to be sending you 5 bottles of that. So email us at our email address and we'll get that out to you. Okay. Next story. Cheese dating back 3,600 years found in Chinese tomb, researchers say. So 3,600-year-old coffin was opened in the Zhao Cemetery in Xinjiang, China, during an excavation in 2003. 21 years later, a team found a substance identified as kefir cheese. So is this petrified cheese at this point? Is that something you bring to charcuterie parties with white people?
Maybe they just had a yeast infection when they died.
Ugh. I hope it's not that white blob next to it. It's an actual picture if you're watching on video. It looks like paper mache, but I'm going to believe that's a mummy because they told me so. So anyway, this mummy, where a substance was draped across the neck of a mummified young woman, despite seeming like a piece of jewelry at the time, scientists have now said they have identified the sample as the oldest piece of cheese in the world. Kwa Mei Fu, a paleontologist at the Chinese Academy of Sciences in Beijing, told Sky's partner network NBC News, regular cheese is soft, this is not. It has now become really dry, dense, and hard dust. So, Parmesan? It's probably real ripe, though.
It's 3,600 years old.
So they say.
I mean, how do they even know that it's cheese at that point? That's wild.
Because science. She explained that when the woman's coffin was exhumed, it was found to be well-preserved because of the Tarim Basin Desert's dry climate. So they show a couple little pictures of the cheese here, and it looks like eye popcorn, or like something you dig out of your ear.
Mm. Don't you call that cheese, too? I mean,
ear cheese?
Like body cheese?
Toe cheese? Yeah. While the production of cheese has long been depicted in history, the researchers wrote in a study published in the journal Cell that the history of fermented dairy is largely lost in antiquity. Mm-hmm. Speaking to NBC News, Ms. Fu said that she and her team took samples from three tombs in the cemetery and processed the DNA to trace the evolution of the bacteria across thousands of years. The samples were then identified as kefir cheese, kefir, made by fermenting milk using kefir grains, and there was also evidence of goat and cow's milk being used. Did they try it, though? In their research, the team said the use of kefir cheese shows how Bronze Age populations interacted and how the Zahi people, who were known to be genetically lactose intolerant, consumed dairy before the era of pasteurization and refrigeration.
You know, there's some bougie restaurant in LA
that wants it,
trying to get their hands on that cheese so they can sell it for like, I don't know, $5,000 a plate.
You're gonna see it on eBay in a couple days. Watch out for that Timu cheese, though. That's definitely somebody's earwax. So I'm trying to look, it's sideways, but so this is the cheese around its neck right here.
That, I don't know, I thought it was the white
stuff. No, that's a rip in the mummy shroud.
Oh,
all right, so that's cheese around this thing's neck. Okay, we'll believe it.
It's interesting. It's an interesting way to Snopes bury your rated loved
this
ones
true.
Oh god, so it's definitely false. Okay, cool, we're just reading fake news up on here.
Oh, I didn't actually read. I'm not looking at Snopes. Shit. Nice. This is just funny, like just the fact that this dude had this much money to blow on something so stupid. So this is a Taylor Swift thing, just so you know. I'm looking for a good sound drop to put with this, but oh, there we go. There's one. All right. So a man in Texas reportedly pays $4,000 to smash a Taylor Swift guitar.
Yeah, yeah!
A man in this town in Texas is going viral after he reportedly spent $4,000 Saturday night on a guitar said to be autographed by Taylor Swift. Oh, said to be autographed. Okay. It's not the money spent that's attracting the attention. It's what the man did to the instrument. The man takes the guitar and immediately smashes it with a hammer for six reasons, or for reasons, presumably. I thought I was going to say it for 6 minutes. The Swift guitar smashing occurred at the Ellis County Wild Game Dinner, which, according to the website, is a nonprofit supporting agricultural education for local youth. I couldn't even say education. Among the other items up for auction was the Hot Mama package, which included a massage, a facial, and a 6-hour 380 handgun.
So only the guy, in Texas. So sorry, he was at a nonprofit function, and he bought it and immediately smashed it when they handed it to him in front of everyone.
And there's a video.
That's great. Can we watch it, please?
It remains unclear why the man was so excited about destroying a guitar connected to Swift.
Yeah,
people know. It's because she supported Kamala, and it's in Texas. That's why. And the general consensus online seems to be that he's not happy that senior recently endorsed Kamala Harris for president. I didn't even read that ahead. HuffPost reached out to the Ellis County Wild Game Dinner for details about the guitar, but no one immediately responded. That's because the HuffPost reached out. They're like, fuck you. Obviously, many people had thoughts, lots of thoughts, about his decision to drop thousands on something just to destroy it, even for charity. And, oh, this is a classic virtue signaling leftist here. He does this weird academic type of tweet. He says, dumbass, noun, a person who thinks lighting $4,000 on fire is owning the libs. Owning the libs, phrase, thinking you look cool while actually looking like a snowflake. Snowflake, noun, someone who needs to invent alternate realities where their guy doesn't lose because they, and it cut off, hang on. I got to go over to x.com to finish that sentence. Snowflake. Someone who needs to invent alternate realities where their guy didn't lose because they can't take the loss. Loss, noun. The result of being a big old loser.
Wow.
Okay, wow, you know what I would say about that? He really owned that guy. Good job.
Yeah, great job. The left can't meme. So, the very beginning. Hold on. Go back.
Oh, where's it? Where?
To the tweet.
Oh, to the tweet.
Yeah. So, a person who thinks lighting $4,000 on fire is owning the libs. So, he's saying that lighting $4,000 on fire, because he bought the guitar and then smashed it. That's all that guy wanted to do. Lighting $4,000 to me on fire is buying a guitar that Taylor Swift autographed and just having it. Like, that's already lighting it on fire.
Yeah.
At least he did what he really wanted to do with it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only thing you can do with it.
He's not really owning the libs. He's just living his fucking dream. Let him.
Okay. There is a video to this. Oh, motherfuck. Is it not in this? Are you shitting me? I thought I had the video for this. I don't think it's this. No, because they were talking about JD Vance or something. Well, fuck. I'll do better next time, okay? But you can find it. It's on Instagram and TikTok and all that stuff. I mean, it's exactly what you'd expect. He's like...
We can't find it right now? Don't you have...
I can try.
...the internet up in here?
It's exactly what you'd expect, though, because he's smashing a guitar at an auction.
We know. We just want to see it, too.
All right, tippity-tap. Here we go.
I want to hear the kids cheer.
67-year-old man. No, where's the video? Google, serve me videos. Thank you. Here it is. The magic of the internet. Here we go.
Look out. No, he wasn't jumping. No, this will not need the wall hanger.
So that was the point. So I'm sorry, whoever sent that tweet obviously didn't watch this video. The guy who handed the man who paid for the guitar had also a hammer in his hand.
He was like,
here's the guitar and here's your hammer, sir. It wasn't like the guy brought a hammer up and then smashed it in front of a group of unsuspecting people. They all cheered because they knew exactly what was going to happen. That's funny.
I fucked up my shit now. Now I can't figure out how to exit this video that I've served up.
Get your shit together, babe.
I'm a professional.
You're the retard of the week. I love you.
I always am.
What does that make me, though?
Oh, we'll get to the chat in a minute here, too. I haven't even looked at that. I have to figure out my life first.
Get your shit together.
I don't understand what's going on with this.
Yikes.
Yeah. It's like stuck on this
like F11
on the screen. F11? Oh, wow. You are good. Holy shit.
I have my shit together. What can I say?
Yeah, you work from two monitors all day. I get it.
Yep.
All right. So what's the next one we got here? Oh, Fat Bear Week officially underway. I'm not sharing my screen. Sorry. Let me try this again. Fat Bear Week officially underway at Alaska's Katmai National Park. Okay. There is a video. I think. I don't want to promise anything now. October 2nd, Katmai National Park and Preserve in Alaska kicked off its annual Fat Bear Week with 12 corpulent bears competing to pack on the pounds and earn the public's favor. Are they eating them after this? The park revealed its bracket Tuesday night and voting on the official Fat Bear Week website opened to the public at noon Wednesday. This year's bracket includes 2023 Fat Bear Week winner Grazer, as well as other returning favorites, including Chunk, Walker, 747, 164, and 901. The bracket is rounded out by several big-bellied brown bear newcomers. Why has it got to be about color? So the website reads, Fat Bear Week is a celebration of success and revival. It is a way to celebrate the resilience, adaptability, and strength of Katmai's brown bears. Members of the public can vote daily for their favorite blubbery bears to move forward in the bracket. Okay.
I love that they're just embracing it and they're trying to make it like it's about the survival of the bears. It's really just a fun thing for people in Alaska to do because they don't really have a whole lot going on. So,
yeah.
But I think it sounds endearing and super fun. I would be all about Fat Bear Week. I would vote on those fuckers.
I mean, especially if I lived up there.
Sure. It's time of year. It's some big brackets here. When bears in Alaska prepare for hibernation by putting on, you know, that extra weight for winter.
Yeah. Explore.org live streams the popular spot for bears to catch fish, and eventually that turned into a competition for viewers. And guess what, folks? Voting starts today. I told you it was a big week. According to the roster, some of the Bears have nicknames and others just have numbers. So the first matchup is between number 519 versus 909. Got to watch the 909.
Oh, yeah. The second matchup pits 909 against 903. The winners from each of these pairs will move on to the next round.
So this make sure to download your bracket and vote today. There will be a
They don't have a lot going on.
It should just be like, who's going to get the biggest? But that's cute that they even do brackets and stuff. They're trying to make it like football. But it's still adorable.
Look at the bracket. If you're listening on audio, they actually have this whole like playoffs bracket thing.
But that would be super. I can just channel being in Alaska, sitting at a bar, having that little poster up with all the brackets, and they fill it in. The bartender's like, oh yeah, who do you think is going to win this week? And everyone's all involved. It sounds like a nice...
And you know everybody up their shit face.
Camaraderie thing to do.
It's Alaska. Like, there's,
yeah, definitely. I would be drunk all the time if I was in Alaska.
You have to be just to keep your body temp. And that brings us to Magic Mind again. Thank you, Magic Mind, for sending us your awesome stuff. We love it. If we haven't mentioned, they are committed to using only the highest quality clean ingredients. They use everything. Most of it's organic, I believe, if not all of it.
And it's the best way to start your day, honestly. So I just take one.
Not Folgers.
It's not Folgers. It's not. I haven't had coffee in so long. I do kind of crave coffee sometimes, but I've been doing okay not having it for, I think, a year and a half now. We've been going without coffee. But I just take one in the morning. I don't even know. You can drink it in your car. It's like a little shot. It's like a little energy drink, but without the caffeine and all the gross stuff that's in those nasty five-hour energies.
Yeah, so not only no gross things, but all the better things. I mean, if you look at all the ingredients on there, and we usually, mention a couple of them, but it's crazy how many things they pack into one little shot, and it's got vitamins on top of everything else, and easy on the stomach. It goes to work really fast from my experience. It's within like 15 minutes and I'm already like, oh, so much better mood.
Same here. That's how I don't quit my job every day, as I've said numerous times. But I mean, it doesn't have to be for just that. It just makes you feel really good. If you're just feeling kind of groggy or you had a weird dream, having a hard time snapping back into this dimension, I should say, Magic Mind works.
Yep. And this month, only for the first 10 people, you get a 40% discount. And that, of course, is magicmind.com/legitbatpod40 this month. LEGITBATPOD40. And the promo code is the same. And, of course, it'll be in the show notes. So if you want to be one of the first 10 to get in on that, do it, in the next 5 to 10 minutes if you want. All right. So this one's retarded on a couple levels. So world's longest serving death row inmate acquitted in Japan. So Hakamada, Iwao Hakamada, had spent 45 years on death row. So it was like a life row, but yeah, after being convicted of murder and arson, but it's now believed some of the evidence was fabricated by investigators. He looks like he's been on death row for 45 years. So this dude, he's 88 now, had spent 48 years behind bars. That's over half his life. More than 45 of them on death row, longer than any other inmate. The ex-boxer was sentenced to death in 1968. Think about that for a minute. He was sentenced to death in 1968, and yet he lives among us. For killing his former boss, his wife, and two of their children, and setting fire to their home. I mean, that's a good sentence to give him, but like, do it. 48 years later. He was acquitted on Thursday by a court in central Japan after the presiding judge said he wasn't guilty and evidence used against him had been made up, Japanese public broadcaster NHK said. Hakamada originally denied being behind the murders before confessing. Yeah, I bet that torture had nothing to do with that. Which he later said was forced to do after a violent interrogation by police. Questions arose over bloodstained clothes investigators said belonged to him, which were found more than a year after his arrest, hidden in a tank of fermented soybean paste or miso. In 2023, a Tokyo High Court accepted evidence that clothing soaked in miso for more than a year turns too dark for bloodstains to be seen and admitted the evidence may have been concocted by investigators. Furthermore, blood samples did not match his DNA, and the trousers that prosecutors submitted as evidence were too small for him. His planned execution was delayed by lengthy appeals and the retrial process, which meant he'd been in jail for 27 years by the time his first appeal for a retrial was turned down. Jeez, what a system they got over there. Last year, the court changed its verdict, ruling in favor of his second appeal organized by his 91-year-old sister in 2008. That ruling led to the latest retrial, which began in October. He hasn't been in prison for 10 years, as he was released in 2014 when a court ordered a retrial after new evidence suggested they fabricated evidence, but he was not acquitted. So he hasn't been in jail in 10 years, but still technically on death row. They're like, he's 88. He's not going anywhere. We have to kill him. Just like push him.
Just give it time. Time will kill him.
Give him a quick shove. He'll go. After his release, Hakamada served his sentence at home because his frail health and age made him a low risk for escape. Wouldn't that be a bitch if, like, he gets acquitted of being on death row and then he just dies the next day?
I mean, it could happen. I'm sure that was part of it. They're like, well,
they're like, he's served
just
his
look
time.
At him. It was like,
I don't think he's going to be killing anybody anytime soon. So at the final hearing in court in May before Thursday's decision, prosecutors again demanded the death penalty. Jesus Christ, what is wrong with these people? Triggering criticism from rights groups that prosecutors were trying to prolong the trial. He is the fifth death row convict to be found not guilty in a retrial in Japan since 1945. Wow, they just have a really good record of getting these guys. I'm sure they're all true.
He's 88?
Yeah.
He does not look 88.
Oh, I mean, Asian don't raisin, so. I think this is one you sent me.
It is. It sounds so good.
Oh my God. You disgust me.
Cool.
It's a company, I guess, called Erewhon.
So it's a fancy, I think it's a grocery store chain maybe in LA, or I don't know what exactly it is. It's a store of some sort in LA that makes tons of smoothies. I looked it up earlier, but the article is about their new smoothie tastes like sunscreen, but it's mostly coconut. Just read it.
Okay, because there's a, what is it, oxybenzene or something? There's a specific smell to
sunscreen.
I don't
think they put oxybenzene in the smoothie, but
how are you going to make it taste like it then? Let me zoom in.
Coconut?
Really small. All right. Erewhon is known for a lot of things in LA, namely for being absurdly expensive and a place to see and be seen. But the cult grocery chain is also known for having absolutely delicious smoothies that you just can't hate because they're simply that good. Ill. While Erewhon usually makes headlines for its celebrity partner smoothies, it now makes waves for a smoothie that tastes like sunscreen, but in a good way, trust us. In early June, they announced its newest smoothie collab, the Vacation Sunscreen Smoothie, which is inspired by the sunscreen brand Vacation and its classic SPF 30. So does this taste like SPF 30 or is it that shit SPF 10? They can taste the difference down there. The Vacation Sunscreen Smoothie is a nostalgic summer smoothie, blending 5 organic coconut-based ingredients to craft a creamy tropical flavor. The company explains in the details section of its new smoothie, enhanced with a hint of sea salt and blue spirulina, it is designed to transport you to the beach with every sip. Like other Erewhon smoothies, this one is served in a 12-ounce cup. It retails for just $9. Oh, you can get Copper Tone for like $2, which is an absolute hands-down steal for this price. For reference, Kendall Jenner's Peaches and Cream smoothie is going for $23, while Bieber's is $19. Highway robbery. What is Bieber's?
Do they get royalties for that?
Bieber's.
Why are they charging so much?
Oh, I'm sure they do. They're like officially licensed. Bieber's smoothie tastes like Diddy baby oil. Even better, the Vacation smoothie is completely free for Erewhon members through June 14th. So if you want to go slurp down some sunscreen and you live in LA, hey, Suze, tell me how that tastes.
I mean, it is October now. It might not be there anymore. This was kind of an older one, but I'm going to fly down to LA just to try that. I want it. Sounds good.
I want to do this one, and then we'll get to the list, too, because this one is just funny. It's another, it's libs owning Republicans, from what I can tell.
I bet they dominate.
Yes. All right. So, first one. No, that's the wrong one. Do I have more? Oh, there it is. Sorry. It's live. Can't edit this shit out. So a naked Donald Trump statue. Just picture that in your mind for a minute. A naked Donald Trump statue near Las Vegas branded deplorable.
I like China.
The 43-foot-tall effigy was erected on a plot of land off a highway in Nevada with the artist behind it saying it will be moved across key swing states.
China. China. China.
So you can see all the detail in his gunt and everything that's going on. It's a pretty good, he's got double ball chin. I mean,
is he hanging? What's happening with
this? Yeah, it's just a stupid fucking, look at his butt. Oh. It's definitely a Donald Trump butt.
Okay.
So the 43-foot tall effigy of the former U.S. president in the nude was displayed on a plot of land off highway in Nevada, off a highway. It's unclear who's behind the sculpture, with the Nevada Republican Party saying it strongly condemns the deplorable statue. Of course, they had to say deplorable. While families drive through Las Vegas, they are forced to view this offensive marionette designed intentionally for shock value rather than meaningful dialogue.
Is there a dick?
I think so, but it's not showing it. I have to see.
I want to see the dick.
Yeah, where's
boner?
Yeah. So this same Nevada Republican Party said President Trump and the Republicans are focused on delivering results that matter, reducing inflation, securing our borders, creating jobs, and ensuring a brighter future for all Americans.
Well, good job on doing none of those things.
While Democrats, especially Kamala Harris, continue to prioritize shock value over substance, which I can't disagree with that. Oh, look at that balloon. Wow. Oh. Where's the dick? Show me his wiener.
Just I have to see Donald Trump's video. Wiener.
Donald Trump's
penis.
All right, so that was just a quick one. But this is the one I actually based the title of this show off of. Real quick, though, let's check. Let's check the chat. It looks like just Corey. He says, Jen is looking stunning. Good for you, Joe. Of course, though.
Aw, thanks, Corey.
So what is the actual definition of moon? Gravity doesn't work that way. Found from underwear. Oh, wow. Piss. Oh, Red Pill Cartel. Hey, it's Davey Wave who's in
here.
Okay. I think I've covered the chat. All right. Thanks, Corey. Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Davey.
Yeah.
Boner.
This is 10 bizarre news stories that will leave you shaking your head. And like I said earlier, this is from January of this year. So it's kind of like more of a wrap up of last year's shows, or last year's, might have been shows too, but last year's stories. I don't remember this one, but we might have covered it. I can't remember. So it's a attorney's poo-filled Pringles prank leads to suspension. It was November of last year. A criminal defense attorney in Ohio was suspended by the Supreme Court of Ohio from practicing law for 1 year, with 6 months of that suspension stayed. His crime? Tossing a Pringles potato chip can full of his own feces in the parking lot of a victim advocacy center and failing to control his own bizarre impulses.
He must have had a reason for doing that. He's a criminal defense attorney. He was probably really pissed about the system.
He's probably hammered.
He was probably protesting, honestly. He's okay. I'm going to try.
Yeah, so he said it was a prank, and they were like, oh, you're shameless, blah, blah, blah. Deceptive diner feigns heart attack to escape 20 restaurant bills. This one has a video on. Play it. Let's see what it does.
Alright, it's the last story of the day, so
the guy covers a heart attack every time he's eating.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, I think I sent it to you for Planet Retard last year at some point. He has a like fake heart attack. They take him to the hospital and he doesn't have to pay his bill. And I think they were onto him after a certain amount of time. Still read it though.
I don't want to watch this video. There's too many women in there. In September of 2023, a 50-year-old Lithuanian man identified only as Adas J. Ordered seafood paella and two whiskeys. Okay, we don't care what you ate, dude.
Probably explaining that it's very expensive, though.
Yeah, the restaurant manager was told that he was attempting to dine and dash. While the dude confronted the dude, Adas claimed he was going to his hotel room to get cash, but regardless of his plea, the restaurant staff refused to let him leave. At that point, he dramatically clutched his chest and fell to the floor as if he was having a heart attack. Despite his stellar performance, restaurant staff didn't fall for the ruse and called the police rather than the ambulance. Dix, this is in Lithuania? Or, no, Spain. Don't fucking try that.
But he had done
it
before, right? Because it says 23 bills.
Yeah, 20th such incident within a year, making the con man well known to the local police. I love it. How old was he? He's only 50. I figured it was like some really old dude.
Good for him though for trying to be resourceful. I don't know.
Yeah, unconventional quest to satisfy Hot Pockets craving. So he broke into a OBDM covered this one, I think. Dude broke into a bank to use like their microwave, I think.
What?
So at approximately 3:30
in the morning. That's so ridiculous. Break into someone's house.
Yeah. Police were dispatched to a Wells Fargo in San Diego after a burglary alarm sounded. However, this was not your typical burglary. Rather than someone looking for cash, the alarm company told police that surveillance camera inside the bank captured a man inside a break room using the microwave. When police arrived on the scene, they found a broken window near the bank's drive-thru ATM. At that time, the security manager was able to confirm that the suspect was still inside, so officers drew their guns. They then warned the suspect that a canine would be sent in. No response, so they knocked the bank's door down and sent in the canine dog before entering the building to retrieve the suspect. Moments later, officers were seen walking the man out of the bank, holding his hands behind his back. The identified man later told police that he was homeless and that he had broken into the bank to use the microwave and eat two Hot Pockets while inside.
Aww.
When the man asked if the Hot Pockets were worth it, he responded, "Hell yeah, it was worth it."
That's awesome.
Good for this guy.
Good for him. He's like, "I don't care. I don't care if it's a bank. I don't care if it's a fucking grocery store.
I was going to go to
your damn microwave.
I'm going to go to jail and eat your nasty jail
food. I'm not even trying to get into the vault. I just want to use your electricity."
Right before he goes into jail is like his story going in. He's like, "Yeah, I got to eat fucking Hot Pockets." And everyone in jail was like, "Oh, tell us about it.
Yeah.
How was it?"
Good for him, though. Again, these are all about resourceful people so far.
I mean, jail food is terrible. So we did cover this one. An airplane was forced to make a U-turn due to diarrhea incident. That was Hot Snakes on a Plane, I believe, was the episode. A man was pulled over with a 2,200-pound bull riding shotgun.
What?
This one has a video. Hell yeah. This is in August of last year, Norfolk, Nebraska. Officers were dispatched on a call for a vehicle with a cow inside rolling through the town. While police assumed the bovine passenger would be a small calf that would actually fit inside the vehicle, what they discovered was anything but small. They located this dude riding down the freeway with his enormous 2,200-pound longhorn, African bull, whatever, riding shotgun in a 1996 Ford Crown Victoria.
Hey, Nebraska, stop giving people reasons to make fun of you.
Making meth. Corn meth. The bull, whose name is Howdy Doody, is a regular attraction at parades and fairs throughout the state, and the two were actually on their way to another small-town parade when they were stopped in Norfolk. The police captain Chad Raymond stated that despite the citable issues with the situation, the officer wrote Myers some warnings and asked him to take Howdy Doody back to the home, to the city of Nelly.
So he was on his way to a parade?
I don't know. Let's
was his trailer video. Just not working?
Let's see.
Around 10 a.m., the Norfolk Police Division responded to a call of a man driving eastbound on 275 with a Watusi bull in his passenger seat.
The officers received a call reference a car driving into town that had a cow in it. They thought that it was going to be, you know, like a calf, something smaller, something that actually fit inside the vehicle.
And the vehicle was big enough. Well, technically.
As a result, the officer performed a traffic stop and addressed some traffic violations that were occurring with that particular situation.
The occupant of the vehicle was identified as Lee Meyer of Neely. The Watusi bull's name was Howdy Doody.
Oh my God.
So that was his parade sticker was best car entry. So he just was like, "I have a bull in my car. Look at me."
It looks so
funny.
But
what's really shitty, it looks funny, but it looks like the bull's in a lot of pain. That's a huge animal with massive horns.
Its horns are taller than me.
Absolutely. But do you see how its face is kind of tied down and it's really constricted in there?
Oh, yeah, that'd be safe.
It looks like it's in a lot of pain. And the guy was just trying to get a laugh, like best car entry. So fuck that guy.
Well, it's funny too, because like, I can't believe the Crown Vic held up this motherfucker on one side. It looks a little slanted on that one side, but 2,200 pounds offset to the right side. Like, fucking hell. Those things are beasts.
How big was the driver? It's Nebraska.
Yeah. I think we covered this one too last year. U.S. Open delayed after protester glued bare feet to the floor.
Oh, I don't remember this. Sure.
I think we covered it. Anyway. Unsuspecting thief steals vacuum full of hundreds of hornets. I'm just going to play the video on this one. Fuck talking.
Okay.
A beekeeper in Philadelphia was the victim of a theft. The suspect got away with a vacuum filled with angry hornets. Action News reporter Caroline Goggin now with the full story from Frankfurt.
Meet Don Shump. He's the owner of Philadelphia Bee Company, a beekeeping operation based in the city.
We do removals on anything that flies and stings.
They relocate honeybees and bumblebees, and for hornets and wasps, they freeze and study them. That's what he was planning to do after a job last Thursday in Malvern, where he siphoned hundreds of hornets.
In terms of what we deal with in this area, they're the largest social stinging insect in the region.
Okay, great. Get to the part where the dude does the vacuum.
Shump had the insects trapped in a shop vac like this one. He put it in the back of his truck to make the drive home to Frankfurt, where he parked it for the night.
The truck I was driving is new, and so I haven't had a chance to get a wrap put on it yet. So there was no clear signage as to what might be in the vehicle.
And sometime between 9 o'clock Thursday night and 7 on Friday morning, someone stole the vacuum out of the bed of the truck.
Whoever it was that grabbed this grabbed a shop vac that was filled with several hundred hornets. And not just the workers, they had a preponderance of queens.
We got up close and personal with some of the hornets from that same group. Shump says they are large and can be aggressive, and that the nest inside the stolen shop vac could produce hundreds more this fall. Instead of this sound, he says the vacuum was likely buzzing when the thief picked it up. In a post on Facebook, he warned that person about what they took.
I've joked for years that, you know, I don't need to lock my vehicle. And generally, you know, the bees and wasps afford a certain degree of, a bit of a safety net, as it were. This is one where of all the vacuums in all the trucks that they could have grabbed, I think they grabbed the wrong one.
To the person who took the vacuum out of Don.
Oh, I think what this is the premise of that retarded new 911 show, B-Nado. B-Nado.
Anybody seen that? Oh my God.
We see the ads for it on, what is it, Hulu or Prime or whatever
Prime,
all the time.
Because Prime has ads now. Great.
B-Nado, 911 B-Nado. It looks very dumb, but this looks like it could be the start off of B-Nado. Like,
somebody saw this
some
last year and was
grabs
like,
it and he goes back to his ghetto apartment and turns it on and then all of a sudden the hundreds of hornets have reproduced and now it's B-Nado.
Yeah, I recommend watching that. It's probably going to be great.
It's going to be so
just
good.
As good as all the
it's not going to be a 3.5 on IMDb. No big deal.
So I can't remember. We see so much stupid shit. I can't remember if we covered this or not, but a convenience store bathroom button activates disco dance party. Did we cover that?
I don't know. Fans, you tell us, because I don't think so. I would love to see this. Let's read it.
No, let's watch it. Fuck reading. Pussies.
Doesn't look familiar.
Why is there no talking? They're showing the inside of a bathroom with a CGI frog.
Push it. Push the button.
Would you?
Oh, yeah.
Hopper, whatever you do not hit that button.
Okay, so this video is retarded. Let's see what it actually says now, because reading's for pussies. While convenience store bathrooms provide easily accessible facilities for those who traveling, they're often not the most luxurious or sought-after place to do your business. However, the HOP shops...
Is that an O?
Yeah. In Northern Kentucky have made a name for themselves by giving people a place where they can boogie in the bathroom. While you're dropping a deuce, fucking do the boot scoot. Six HOP shops have, is that Hop, I guess, have big red buttons installed in their bathroom with a sign reading, "Do not push this button." However, underneath the words of warning is a picture of the chain's mascot, Hoppy the frog, winking, implying that the rule is meant to be broken. One push of the button sets a disco ball in motion, activating colored lights that spin across the walls, ceilings, and all that, as a song from the disco era plays through a speaker, turning the bathroom into a miniature dance club. I would like to go to that bathroom.
Me too. I'd push that button all day.
Sometimes
right
after you're done taking a shit, you kind of feel like doing that. You're like, ding, 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 ding. See, number two here. We're almost down to the last ones. Woman sues Hershey's for $5 million over faceless Reese's pumpkins.
I sent you that one last year.
I think we did cover that one, yeah.
We did, for sure.
Did she win? Let's cut to the chase here. $5 million.
She didn't like it because it didn't have the eyes cut out in it. I remember that very distinctly from this article. So if you look at the picture... At the top, see how the eyes are cut out?
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't have the eyes cut out. It's the chocolate is over there so that peanut butter inside can maintain its moisture and texture. I don't fucking know. But
yeah, it's science,
she was
lady.
Very mad that it didn't have the cute little eyes. So she sued them.
So it looks like she filed the lawsuit last December, and there's no update on it as far as, I mean, maybe I'll look into it.
I hope they just sent her back
a statement saying you're a retard. Kill yourself.
In our opinion, of course.
Sorry. We are on YouTube, my bad.
This is last July. I don't remember if we covered this one either, but an unidentified male made his way into an open garage in San Diego, intending to steal a 2019 Electra three-speed bicycle valued at $1,300. Okay. Just as the man was about to leave with the bike, the family's golden retriever emerged from the house and greeted the thief. However, rather than hightailing it away from the crime scene, the man brought his bike back into the garage, the bike, sorry, not his, stopping mid-robbery to give the dog pets and belly rubs, all of which was caught on video surveillance. Oh. Once playtime was over, the thief took off with the bike. The police department posted the security video to their Facebook page, and thanks to an anonymous tip, the 42-year-old man was arrested in August of last year. All right, let's watch the video.
No one can resist a golden retriever.
Well, golden retrievers are not guard dogs. Look, he comes out. He's like, hey, bud.
Hey, friend.
What's up, bro?
Hey. You my dad?
He even calls him buddy. He's like, hang on, I'm mid-robbery, bro. Let me put this down for a second.
All right.
He puts the kickstand down.
The family's like, okay, we need to get a pit bull after this dog dies.
I love
you. Guy's hammered.
Yeah. You're a sweetheart. How long you come home with me? Where's your dad?
This is our dog if a burglar got in.
Leave your garage open.
He'd just be like, hey.
Fuck.
He says, where's your dad? Your dad should not leave the garage.
Where are you?
What the
fuck? He's calling the homeowner at this point.
This guy is high off his tits.
I love you too.
Absolutely.
I love you too, buddy guy. You got too much shit in there. How do you have so much shit in your house?
How oh my god, he's really, really going for it.
You might be the coolest dog ever. Where's your dad?
Did they catch him in the middle of this? Oh,
no,
okay,
no.
So then he takes off, and the dog's like, wait, where are you going?
Well, he put his face on camera so much that they were able to find him, but he's like, what a cool dog. The owners are just fucking chastising that dog. They're like, bad boy.
This sounds like something that would happen where we live. Like, that's such a bizarre fucking thing to do.
That's exactly how Marilyn would behave if someone came in the house. She'd be like, can I go with you? Do you want to take everything in here? I'll go with you after that. You want to take my mom's car? I've been in that tons of times. I know exactly where to go.
Amazing. Oh, Drew Misson's in the chat. Corey.
Hey, Drew.
Oh, yeah. Davey Wave is in here. And then, oh, look at that. We have Sean Murphy from the Tub Turkey podcast. He says, hoobie doobie, buckwheat.
Hey, hey.
Well, I think that's about it for this one. So thanks for hanging out.
Hey, Sean, I'm really sorry. I just want to apologize live for not doing the Scottish accent.
You never sent that
to
me?
For your audio drama.
Jesus Christ.
No, I couldn't do a Scottish accent, first of all. And I have been coughing and sick for like 3 fucking weeks. I just got over having a fever, but trying to do a Scottish accent while you're sick is actually probably pretty easy, so my bad, but I'll get there if you still want me to do it.
Make a part two to that story. It kind of wrapped up, but yeah. Make a part two.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, speaking of that, they Murph and Matt made a kind of an audio drama, Scottish like war story type of thing. It's like 15, 20 minutes long, and it's over on their channel, but it's hilarious, and we had a part in it. Well, me and Ben did.
Ooh. Oh, you actually put it out? Time. Sorry. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
No, it's out. It's hilarious. It's very well done. So if you guys like audio dramas, check that out. I think that's about it, though. We'll catch you next time
for
the next
guys.
Planet Your Mom or whatever.
Thank you for listening to Legit Pet. Please address all content grievances to gofuckyourself@yourmom.com. See you next week.